round.
Bolster?
A bolster.
Don't ever use bolster.
Okay. If that goes all the way, if that goes from one side of the bed to the other, you say it goes what?
All the way from one side of the bed to the other.
Okay. You ever hear, you ever use the phrase clear across?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But usually it's more expansive, physically expansive.
Greater distance.
Uh-huh.
You might
clear
say.
Clear across the county. You
uh-huh.
know?
Uh-huh.
He had a reputation, clear across the county.
Would you use clear across the room?
He spit clear across the room, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Something like that.
Uh-huh. But it's you don't use, it's an exaggeration. You know, you
mm-hmm.
don't use it to define a physical thing. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's usually used for an exaggerated term.
Okay. What about slam across? Have you ever heard that?
I've heard slap across.
Slap across.
Yeah. Slap, yeah. You could hear him slap across the room. He was talking so loud.
Who would say that? What kind of?
I would.
You would?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Very interesting.
To, it's a derogatory term.
I see. Okay. Okay.
That's right. Landy, you drank so much I could hear you slap across the room. Yeah, all the time.
Okay. Then often if you have kids come visit, you might make up or if you have relatives from out of town and they bring kids with them, you don't have enough beds, you might make up a little makeshift bed on the floor. At least they
it's a bedroll, it's not a pallet.
Okay, you call it a bedroll.
Yeah, I've read pallet, never used it.
Okay. Then another farm term. There's usually some good land close to a river, low-lying land close to a river.
Bottom land.
And there's often some low-lying grassland that's maybe not bottom land, but pretty close to bottom land.
Swamp? Savannah?
Savannah, you might call it.
Yeah, that's that. No, I would. I don't think I would ever use savannah, really.
Mm-hmm.
What does savannah mean? I always thought it was that clear flat land before you get to the that part. Is
uh-huh.
that savannah?
Yes, to a lot of people. Yeah. Okay. What about the area that like down near the ocean where the tide comes in?
All right. It's the beach.
It's the beach. And then there's an area where there's lots of grass growing.
The dunes.
And the tide comes in there.
The tide very seldom gets to the dunes. What?
You know what I mean? You'll usually have
the eddy?
There's what's an eddy? What do you mean by that?
Well, eddy is when the tide is high
mm-hmm.
and it fills up these low... We're still on the beach, okay?
Uh-huh.
But it fills up these little low shallow places and the tide goes back out. And your fiddlers and your little minnows are caught in the eddies.
Uh-huh, uh-huh, okay. There's usually an area near the sea that's kind of a wasteland that people like to fill in.
Marsh?
The marsh, okay.
You got beach, eddies, dunes, and marsh.
Okay. Let me see, you'll often have different kinds of soil in a field. There's usually a kind of soil that's very poor sandy soil. Do you have any special name for that?
Mm-mm.
Probably not. Okay.
What is it?
You ever hear called loam?
No, I thought that's what worms mean.
Okay. Now, what do you think of when you think of loam?
That real grainy stuff that worms make.
Okay. Okay. Okay, if...